more than the property is worth, that means the property is negative equity. Still ask the question. The question works all the time. It's a motivation check question. That's how you check. What's going on? What's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studies. My Empire Pro Studios, not studies. So the person asked a question and it says, how are you able to determine the after repair value without or the value without necessarily inspecting the repairs and things like that? That's an awesome question, okay? How are you able to determine the after repair value of a property without inspecting for repairs? That's a good question, okay? Because the reason why that question is coming about, I'm suspecting, is because you already understand that this game, speed is a part of the game, okay? Just as much as patience is a part of the game, speed is a part of the game. You need to understand the balance, find the balance between speed and patience, okay? And that's in any business, right, for that matter. So I'm glad you're asking. In this situation, when it comes to giving an offer, right, on the leads that are coming through your pipeline, right, if you don't know how to generate leads, you need to get your hands on this book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. It's free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com, right? So the leads that are coming through your pipeline, you need to be able to answer them and give them an offer very quickly, okay? You need to be able to say yes to buying the property as very quickly as possible, right? And you want to be able to always say yes, okay? You want to keep saying yes until you can't say yes anymore. There's no such thing as no in real estate, right? You want to keep saying yes until you can't say yes anymore. And basically, somebody calls you about a property or a lead comes in through your automated CRM and you call them back to give them an offer. You want to give them an offer as fast as possible, right? So now you're going to give them an offer without inspecting the property. And that's where the concern is coming in right now. So there's a couple of ways that I do that. But my most favorite is I let them tell me what their property is worth. So one of the questions on my 10 questions questionnaire on my lead form is, what do you think your property is worth? Right? So they're gonna tell me what they think is worth, and it's better for them to tell me what they think is worth than me telling them, okay? That's just reverse psychology, it works, you know, and I'm gonna work with the numbers that they give me. So what do you think your property is worth? The next question after that is, are you willing to sell it for what it's worth? Okay? Am I making sense? All right. What's the property worth? They usually will tell me what the property is worth in the area, right? And if they don't know, they may say, I don't know. Maybe they've been living inside of the house for 40 years, maybe 50 years. Some of them have been living in the house for since 1965, like about 50 years before I was born, right? And you know, they don't necessarily know what the market is saying. You say, okay, I understand. That's very easy. You find Zillow, Redfin, right? Trulia.com, average that together. Yes, some people say it's not accurate. It doesn't matter. None of this stuff is accurate. They're all professional opinions. Even a realtor giving you what the property is worth, a real estate agent who has been working in that area for 50 years, their number is still a professional opinion. Everyone has one, okay? So the key thing there is that you want to basically just grab a quick number if they can't tell you what the thing is worth, right? Even if they tell you what the thing is worth, you want to match it off of whatever that average is, right? Just look at cross average and just average in your mind. If one says 124, the other one says 135, the other one says 116, that's 120 in my mind, okay? That's what I think the property is worth, okay? So if I do 120, 65% of that, that's basically about $70,000-$80,000, something like that, right? So I would say, well, are you willing to sell the property for what it's worth? And then I will start building a little bit more rapport in between that conversation, okay? So why are you selling? So tell me the story. One of my favorite questions is, so tell me the story, right? Tell me the story. What do you mean story? Tell me the story of what's going on with the property. And then they'll start talking, because people like to talk. People like to talk about themselves and what they own, and they like to talk, right? So, and they start telling every time they, for every word that they utter, they are building rapport with you. Okay, they are building more liking to you because you're a listener. Okay, you're not listening just for that purpose. You also listen so you can collect some data from them that you can use in your negotiation, that you can use in your favor. So you have a pen and a paper in front of you and you're scribbling things down, not necessarily in an organized way, but so you can see in front of you as you're talking to them. Okay, that's basically what you're trying to do. All right, so at some point you get to, you know, I have a number that I'm willing to pay for your property, but can you answer these questions? Are you willing to accept what you owe on the property? So part of the question is, how much do they owe on the property? So you're not trying to ask them if they're willing to accept what the property is worth. That's not why you're in the game, okay? You're trying to ask them if they're willing to accept what they owe on the property, right? So even if they owe much more than what they owe more, much more than the property is worth, that means the property is negative equity. Still ask the question. The question works all the time. It's a motivation check question. That's how you check. Are you willing to accept what you owe on the property? If they say yes, that means they're willing to just get rid of the property. And that's what you call motivated seller. Okay, that's what you call motivated seller. All right, so excuse me, just want to make sure that I'm safe here, right? So that's what you call motivated seller. Are you willing to accept what you owe on the property? That's the question. If they say yes, then they're motivated, then you can move forward with the question, you know, and then you can say, you know what, I have an offer for your property and I can close in 7 days, 7 to 10 days, if everything works through fine. We're gonna check with some title, depending on the title. It's subject to how much time they, are you willing to sell the property for what it's worth? It's like, yeah, yes, yes. That's a motivated seller. That's what you're looking for, okay? So, now the question is that, I have not inspected this property for repairs. Why would I be willing to make an offer on it? I can make any type of offer subject to anything I want. That's the key thing, okay? So basically, my offer is gonna be subject to wherever the repair cost is, okay? And the way I like to say this is this, excuse me. Yeah, the way I like to say it is this. I make it subject to the repair cost not being more than $5,000. So here's how I do it, okay? I go, the property is worth $100,000, right? I'm willing to pay $65,000 on it. I'm gonna assume in this moment in time that the property doesn't need more than $5,000 in repair. So it's subject to two things. When I'm on the phone with them like that, I'm trying to give them an offer to see, you know, depend. I feel on it too. Some people are not ready for an offer immediately. Again, that's usually a sign that you still need to continue the conversation and build a rapport, right? But the way I solve that problem is say, hey, my offer is $60,000 on your property, subject to a certified appraiser, and subject to repair costs not being more than $5,000. By the way, one of my 10 questionnaire from my lead form is, how much repair does the house need? They may say $2,000, they may say $10,000, they may say $50,000, all right? If they say $50,000, it's a little bit too far from $5,000, so I will adjust my numbers accordingly, right? So I don't want it to be too far from the $5,000, but if they say $10,000, that's close enough to $5,000. So I don't inspect repair before I give an offer, before I test a motivated seller for motivation, okay? Because I will be like, hey, my offer is $60,000. That's going to be subject to a certified appraiser, and that's going to be subject to repair estimate cost not more than $5,000. And then I shut up and then I listen. I just shut up. Awkward silence and let them talk. They're going to be like, oh, no, that's not going to work out for me. Tell me, what's going to work for you? That's the next question after that. Because again, you just want to satisfy their need in any moment in time. You satisfy their need in any moment in time. But that was the answer to the question. I just give an offer without inspection, and the offer is subject to the repair cost. Again, there's a lot of information that you're not going to know upfront, or you're not going to know at any point in time, right? You just want to be open to the idea of giving offers, saying yes, subject to information that you don't know. That's the answer to that, okay? Subject to the information that you don't already know, that you will find out later. Subject to no significant damages to the foundation of the property. Subject to anything you want, as long as it's expressly written on a contract or even expressly said on the phone, right? That's what it comes down to. So yes, you can put an offer out on the property without necessarily inspecting the property. It's absolutely possible. And you know, if the property comes back and it's not worth what you think, maybe you got the Zillow, Redfin, the owner, they're all completely wrong about the value of the property. Remember, it was subject to certified appraiser. If you got there and the property needs about $70,000 of work and they told you it's only $2,000, remember your offer was subject to repair costs not being more than $5,000. Because in that case, you come back to the table and said my offer was good if the repair cost is not more than $5,000. This repair cost is a lot more than $5,000, so I need to renegotiate my numbers. But you kept saying yes, and when you got to that table, you couldn't say yes, so you renegotiate. It's never really a no, okay? That's all the stuff that I cover in Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. You've been able to do that because you have options. You have leads coming through your pipeline on a daily basis. Without leads, you can't even make enough mistakes for you to make money. You need, the more mistakes you make, the more money you make. You want more leads? Smart Real Estate Wholesaling is the book that you need. And it's absolutely available for free if you want the PDF version. But if you want, it's also available on Amazon.com in paperback like this, and also in Kindle. And just follow smartrealestatewholesaling.com. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.